It's always a pleasure to welcome local thespians into the studio, and we have two, mum and son. It's Katie O'Brien and Will from the City of Plymouth Youth Theatre Company. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Katie, you're producing.
I am.
And Will, you're starring in.
I am.
Guys and Dolls, which is a well-known play or musical, I suppose, isn't it? So how are you finding it? Well, who are you playing first?
I am playing Nathan Detroit. He is a big gambler running a floating crap game in New York.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
Yes, Frank Sinatra
played it in the film.
Of course, yes.
Yeah,
that's
and Marlon
right.
Brando. Was
big
starring.
Shoes to fill, then.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But for anyone who doesn't know the story, I mean, without giving away too much, what you've already sort of said it's a big time.
Well, Nathan runs a floating crap game in New York, and he's completely broke at the time, so he needs $1,000 to find a place for it, and he makes a bet with Sky Masterson. Yeah, he makes a bet with Sky Masterson, who then in turn. He says, I bet you can't get with that doll over there. And she runs a
mission.
Yes, mission.
Sally Army Girl.
Sally Army Girl. Her name's Sarah Brown. And her whole point is like, I will never go out with you. And then Nathan thinks he's guaranteed to win. And it turns out that they're...
He loses the bet.
He loses the bet. He loses the bet. And Nathan's also engaged to Adelaide.
For 14 years.
For 14 years.
Okay, so he's not particularly forward-thinking then. So why Guys and Dolls? How did you come to choose that one, Katie?
Oh, it's a great one. I have done it before with the youth group about six years ago.
Mm.
And I did the show myself when I was about 19. Mm. And there's just brilliant songs like Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat,
yeah.
Luck Be a Lady, If I Were a Bell. It's just a great show. It's quite a boysy show. It's more... for boys than
yeah.
But there again the Miss Adelaide part's hysterical
right.
And the girl I've got Alex Quirk is very very good so
now you said there that you I'm not going to let you rush past that you were in it when you were 19 and that was on the West End stage was it
yeah we toured it was right. With Barbara Windsor
okay
and Nathan Gareth Williams
yeah. Oh, right.
Late Gareth
okay.
Williams
so and when you tour a show like that I mean how long were you in it for?
It was about 12 months.
That's a
so
long
it was
old
Birmingham,
time, isn't
Manchester,
it?
Nottingham.
So you
Bristol,
probably still remember the lines, can you?
Well, sadly, it's tragic, isn't it? But yeah. And it's a great show. I love Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and I always remember when we were on tour that Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, there was a rehearsed reprise because every night they would want more.
Yes.
You know,
so you'd have to.
So it was a rehearsed
okay.
One, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
One more time.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny enough, I was listening to a documentary about Frank Sinatra just recently, and I think this was quite a key point
yeah,
in his
was.
Career,
mm.
Wasn't it?
Mm.
Because he was sort of. He'd been a teeny bop star,
yeah.
And he had to suddenly become more acceptable to the adult sort of population.
He was very good in the film,
yeah. Breaking into films, wasn't he?
Yeah.
At that point, yeah,
and Marlon Brando. It was a good film.
Have you watched it, Will?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I've watched it many a time.
That's I mean, you have to put that out of your mind, I suppose, when you.
Yeah, I mean, because I've obviously watched all that version, and then I've also seen a version with Nathan Lane in, mm-hmm. And obviously it's like I'm trying to. Kind of capture both of them in the performance because I don't want to like be too much Frank and I don't want to be too much Nathan.
That's quite a spectrum,
myself,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Between Frank Sinatra and
Nathan.
No,
very good one. It's,
and
good.
They both play
it's a Broadway production. It's very good though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, now I should say that the production of Guys and Dolls is at the Devonport Playhouse this coming Friday and Saturday. Two evening performances plus a Saturday matinee. You can get all the details on the PlymouthTheatreCompany.com website. Tickets are £9, 8 for seniors and 6 for kids. And the box office number 560726. So, Katie, how did you cast it? I mean, were you fighting them off with a stick, or did you have to?
No, you know, people say what they want to go for, and I hear everybody read for every part, and then you know, you get a good idea once you've heard them read and sing who's going to be right for which part.
Yeah,
you sort of slot them in where you feel there, and there's a lot of parts because you've got Liver Lips Louie, you've got Big Julie, all the gangsters. So
right.
It's been quite. Whereas Big Julie's normally someone of 7 foot, I've got particularly short lads. It's quite funny.
Okay, and how does the Devonport Playhouse lend itself to a production like this? Because it's a big old stage, isn't it?
It is, and I've got a fantastic set. I mean, we've just done White Christmas and we had snow. We had, you know,
huge.
It was a huge set.
Yeah.
So they extended the stage. The stage has now been taken back a little bit. So there's two levels again. And Andy Martin, who is the resident set designer, who does do a remarkable job. He's done a fabulous set for this and it's all covered in newspaper.
Oh, right.
So it does look, it looks,
very stylized.
It's very
nice.
Impressive, yeah.
And what about the have you got an orchestra?
No, we use, it's MTI Junior that we use these set shows for, and they're all click tracks.
Right.
So it's ideal because you have a rehearsal CD with vocals, and then you have a performance CD without vocals.
And it will always be the same every time. So
So it's quite good.
Oh, terrific. Well, look, it sounds like a really good show, and Break a Leg will. And good luck, Katie. And
thank you, Tim.
So just to repeat, it's Friday and Saturday at the Devonport Playhouse, and plymouththeatrecompany.com is the website for tickets. And well, good luck with it. We hope to see you again very soon.
Thank you. Thank you.